Vysoké umění na 11. třídě filmového festivalu mezi patra. Brno, Praha a regiony od 4. listopadu.
Sound there from the trailer for this year's edition of the Mezipatra Queer Film Festival. After a first leg in the Moravian capital Brno, Mezipatra opens in Prague on Thursday with a program that combines movies exploring gender and sexual identity with a series of other cultural and social events. Mezipatra has been going now since the year 2000, and on the eve of the Prague opening, I asked director Aleš Rumpel how the festival had changed over the years.
A lot. The first edition in 2000 was a small event in Brno. We had a few films, about, 700 people showed up. And over the time, we've had 75,000 audiences, and the festival moved from Brno. So it doesn't only take place in Brno, but in the two cities, in Brno and Prague. And we're showing 72 films this year. And we have, interesting international guests coming to attend the event, and so it's grown enormously.
And who are your interesting guests this year?
It's difficult to pick only a few, but Jake Usna is an American independent filmmaker who made an incredible film, Open, which is in our main competition. It's a very original queer film about people who change their bodies to become art objects, and It has very interesting narratives, such as the main couple find out they're pregnant, although they're two guys, one of them is undergoing sex change, so it's really original, and I'm looking forward to the Q&A with Jake. And I'm particularly excited that we have Harry Benzhoff, who's coming from Texas, to give a talk about queer horrors, or queers in horror, or queer narratives in the classical B-movies of American cinema, and Harry will also be in the main jury.
Is there any particular theme to this year's Mezipatra?
There is always, and this year is called High Art, and we're slightly ironic about it. We're showing films about artists, about creativity, and what it means to have responsibility for your audience or your actors or medium. And also, we're showing low art, such as vulgar comedies or film about body and sex performance and things like that that are not traditionally thought of as art.
Has your festival managed to build up a kind of international profile over the last decade?
I think so. We've, our programmers were invited to serve on the Berlinale at the jury, which selects the best queer film at the International Film Festival in Berlin. And we always have a good, exchange with other queer festivals or festivals that have a queer focus. So I'd say that we're probably one of the 10 biggest European queer film festivals.
You've been in Brno, now you're in Prague, and I know there's a mini version of the festival also going to other cities like Ostrava and Pilsen. Is there any way in which Mezipatra has a different significance in smaller cities where perhaps minority sexual orientations maybe wouldn't be as visible?
Absolutely. I think the answer is embedded in the question, and I must say that the individual mini festivals differ by the city and by the organizers. So the festival in Olomouc is very much student-based. The festival in Ostrava, on the other hand, is quite a big, or was last year when it was held for the first time, quite a big event in the city, because it doesn't have too many film festivals, and it certainly is not used to having queer events. So I'm really curious about Plzeň this year, because this is for the first time that we are showing quite a substantial part of the program in Plzeň. And then again, in České Budějovice, the event is sort of a gay lifestyle event. So it changes really in each town.
I was speaking there to Aleš Rumpel, director of the Mezipatra.